So, once again, I'm Harold Ogle, Program Manager for JSRs within the Java Community Process Program Management Office, and this morning I'm going to talk about inactive JSRs, just a little bit about it. So, what are inactive JSRs? An inactive JSR is a label that the PMO applies to a JSR just as a, kind of a shorthand to communicate to the community that is using the website as to whether there is a recent draft of an in-progress JSR available. The other status tags that are available for JSRs, that they are in progress, that they are finalized, that they are withdrawn, or they are rejected. Rejected being they've been voted down and haven't submitted a successful reconsideration ballot by the, they've been voted down by the executive committee and have not submitted a successful reconsideration ballot, and so have been rejected from the process. To that, we've added this inactive JSRs tag, which simply communicates that no milestone draft or posting within the process has happened for 18 months or more. These are for JSRs that have not gone final, but have started in the process. That is, they've gone through a JSR approval ballot, have been approved, and thus are otherwise in progress, but for whatever reason, haven't posted an early draft review, a public review, a proposed final draft, a final approval ballot for a year and a half or more. So, the inevitable question comes up that many of the JSRs that are thus labeled inactive are actually doing a fair amount of work, or at least they're not moribund. Their expert groups do meet either frequently or occasionally, and they are making progress on developing the specification. Sometimes there are business reasons that a posting hasn't happened, or there are scheduling problems with other JSRs that the particular JSR is dependent upon that are preventing, or at least disinclining, if that's a word, the expert group from posting a milestone. And there's also the occasional expert group that is doing a lot of work publicly, say on a Java.net page or the like, and so there's a fair amount of visibility into their work, but for whatever reason they haven't posted, submitted a milestone to be posted for an early draft review, public review, proposed final draft, or final approval ballot. That's well and good. And those JSRs can communicate their progress on the public page of those JSRs, also on the community updates page, which the spec leads can edit themselves. It's been the topic of at least two previous talks about how to be transparent to the community. But transparency does not necessarily equal activity. We want to communicate to the community whether a milestone draft is available. There is a difference between working on the specification and actually progressing through the process, or at least repeating a particular stage. Many, if not all of you, will know that a JSR can repeat any of the non-ballot stages they can't actually, you can repeat the public review stage, if you like, which has a ballot associated with it. In general, you don't repeat the final approval ballot unless it was voted down initially by the executive committee. So, this is because the community is interested. We get a lot of feedback in the PMO, a lot of questions about JSRs that may or may not be active otherwise, but haven't posted any drafts for years. And so there's a question, and it's often not obvious to the community whether something has been posted recently. So we've provided this as a shorthand reference for the community, but also as an assurance that we in the JCP are aware of JSRs that are not posting milestones as quickly as some members of the community might desire. So, what does it mean for the JSR when an inactive label is applied? On the face of it, there isn't a lot of repercussion. The community will see the tag and may comment on it with concern, which can provoke a dialogue so that the spec lead may post updates to the page or may make some more effort to make the efforts more visible that the expert group is doing. I'm sorry, was there a question? All right. Once we have applied the inactive label, we in the PMO will be working with the spec leads to see what we can do to get a milestone draft posted so that we can remove the label. If I haven't followed up with any of you on the call who might have an inactive JSR, you will be hearing from me shortly. And finally, if 6 months of 6 months go by with the inactive label applied to a JSR, we will also start talking about the possibility of withdrawing the JSR. Now, currently in the process, before you get too alarmed, currently in the process, there is no way for us to force a spec lead to withdraw a JSR. But that is the spec lead's decision to do that. But we'll start a dialogue about maybe that's a desirable outcome rather than leaving the door open indefinitely. So how do you remove an inactive flag from a JSR? Well, there's two ways. I talked about the first one, or hinted at the first one. You just post a milestone. Then the inactive tag won't apply any longer because you will have posted one in less than 18 months from the current date. The other possibility is to withdraw the JSR if it's just in a state where it's clear that work can't proceed. That may be the best option. So, are there any questions about that?
Well, just one, I guess.
Right. Oh, go ahead.
Right, just one sort of observation. I think the label inactive is unfortunate, it's a rather poor choice. I'd rather something that really reflected what was going on, which might say slow moving or slow progress, because as you pointed out, many JSRs choose to progress through other means, like Java.NET projects, and somebody just sees that label inactive, and they're going to assume moribund. And I really, really think that is going to create more problems than it is going to create any enlightenment for the community. All right, my 2 cents worth there.
Thank you. This is David. I second that statement, since really there can be a lot of activity going on in the JSR while not posting updates. And obviously this situation interests me in particular because JSR 283 is actually just on the verge of being 18 months from the last post, and we're also just on the verge of posting proposed final draft. And for that reason, I wanted to ask if there is sort of a possibility that, and I don't know the numbers of JSRs that you want to that you would have to consider applying the inactive label for on a continuous basis. But as you mentioned, you're going to enter a dialogue with the spec lead at a certain point in time. Do you think it would be possible to have that dialogue sort of before applying that inactive label, so you could essentially get even before applying that warning sign, if you wish, get the spec lead's input at least?
Certainly, yes. Certainly will be following up with JSRs before the label is applied, when the label is applied, and after it's removed.
Yeah, and just to comment, this is Heather, just to comment on the previous question or observation about the inactive JSRs. As Harold said, we do realize that some of the inactive JSRs are active in other projects, but we do get lots of comments from people who are observing who may not be aware of this activity, and their perception is that the JSR is not doing anything because it has been so long since it's published a milestone in the JCP process, so an actual milestone like early draft review or public review or proposed final draft. And as Harold said, you can do multiple drafts, multiple stages. You can do the stages multiple times, so you could have two early draft reviews. So at least people that are not following your project quite as closely are seeing some activity when they're going to the JSR page. They're seeing that drafts are coming out and the expert group is working. It's not immediately obvious to people who come to the JSR page that you're actually doing any work. So publishing a draft is actually a great way to let people have some transparency into what you're doing and to demonstrate that you are making progress.
Absolutely, and this is David again. I also think that from a spec lead perspective, actually having the sort of deadline as a management tool for the expert group is of great value as well, because sometimes it's hard to get, especially when working with a larger expert group, to get them sort of focused onto a compelling event. And obviously it's great to sort of have this thing in your back saying, hey, we all don't want to become inactive, so let's get our act together and finish something by a certain point in time. So I think for new JSRs, this is a great tool. It just hit me a little bit over at the 18th month while we were over in the process. I think other than that, I think it's a great idea.
that another comment?
Hello, I was just wondering if you could hear me or not.
Yes.
Oh, good. This is Tim Colborne from JSR 310. I was just wondering if you were intending to ask me to withdraw JSR 310, given that we're now over 2 years from having launched and not produced anything via the JCP process. Definitely not inactive, though.
Yeah, I think with the 6 months, what we're saying is, you know, we've just applied this label, and over the next 6 months, we're going to be talking to all of the spec leads that, you know, haven't been publishing any drafts and finding out what's going on, asking, you know, is there a problem? Do you have some reason why you're not publishing the draft? It depends on whether we were to consider withdraw it. Obviously, if you are active with your expert group, it probably doesn't make sense, and you feel like you are going to finish the JSR. It wouldn't make sense to withdraw the JSR. It's kind of on a case-by-case basis.
Yes, I mean, I think it's an interesting idea. I'll put it that way. I mean, if you're doing everything transparently anyway, you know, the question as to whether you need to produce something, you know, to fit in the process, there are plus sides and there are minus sides to it. The problem I have is that I have to do all the work in my evenings and weekends, and obviously the effort required to go through an early draft review is not going to be, you know, it's not a minor piece of work. You know, the time that I spend going through that process is time I don't have to spend going through the actual work of writing the JSR. So, you know, I can fulfill the process, or I can actually get on and deliver it. There's a knock-on effect in requiring that stage.
The stage of early draft review?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that's a bigger question. You know, part of it with having a JSR like yourself that hasn't published an early draft review is the longer that you take to publish an early draft review, the longer it's going to be before you can work your JSR through the process itself, through all of the stages. So if you wait until your work is finished, you haven't, you're prolonging the process because there's still all the rest of the stages that you have to go through. You still have to go through public review, publishing a proposed final draft, and of course the final approval ballot and publishing your final release.
Yeah, I think the point I'm making is that because it's all open and transparent anyway, yeah, anyone can come along at any time, so it's effectively in continuous early draft review.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, that's kind of what my point was in terms of when people come to the JSR page, they're not necessarily seeing your draft. So really the way for them to do that is through the early draft review. That's the formal invitation to provide your comments. You, like people have mentioned, you may be doing things on your Java.net project or some other forum where you're collecting feedback from some of the community, but the early draft review is really the official call for putting in your comments. At this time, that's the way that the process works, and that's where everyone who's following your JSR would be aware that this is the time to provide input.
Yeah.
So in the future, it may be that there's not an early draft review required, but right now there really isn't a way around that. All JSRs follow the same workflow process and have each of the stages.
Okay.
Harold, did you have anything to add to that? I might not be understanding your concerns or questions correctly. So, I'm happy to talk with you.
I'm sure I'll talk to Patrick tomorrow. My client's meeting in London. So.
Right.
Any other discussion, questions? Comments about the inactive JSRs before I open it up to more general inter-spec lead conversation? Thank you, folks.